The Little Known Black History Fact is brought to you by Coca-Cola. Nothing keeps friends and family refreshed like ice-cold Coca-Cola. So pick some up today and give new meaning to holiday cheer. Coca-Cola, open happiness. Here, man, have a Coke.
And shut the...
Have a Coke, man.
Have a Coke.
Shut the... Hell. Oh, I'm sorry, I had a Richard Pryor
have a Coke and a smile.
This is a story about Clarence Skip Ellis, first black person to earn a PhD in computer science.
Oh, here we go.
He's the first black IT.
Oh, Lord.
All black IT people?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. No.
This is a good black history fact. Clarence Skip Ellis was the first African-American to earn a PhD in computer science. Dr. Ellis was also a civil rights activist and educator who worked with black students to give them greater opportunities. Skip Ellis was born 1943 and raised in the South Side of Chicago as a teenager. He taught himself how to work on computers.
There we go. Where'd you go? I taught myself. Okay. All right.
I bet he got everything he wanted for Christmas.
All right. He probably did. He wouldn't open my computer.
And then took him apart.
And he taught himself how to work on computers from working on the church computers.
Yeah.
Eventually, he earned his master's and PhD from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. From there, his career exploded, and he ran computer labs at some of the world's most prestigious schools and companies. He was also a pioneer in the field of groupware. What's groupware?
I don't know.
Ask Mr. Hate IT guys.
I don't know what groupware is.
Is that WARE?
It's GROUP. Groupware.
WARE? Not
WARE, yeah. Huh. Yeah. Skip Ellis last taught computer science in Ghana after winning a Fulbright grant. He passed away in May of this year.
It's a collaborative software or groupware is an application software designed to help people involved in common tasks to achieve goals.
Yeah, I think the key thing here is that he learned fixing computers
at the church.
That's right there. Enough for me. White guy.
See.